Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT news collaboration.
Today we spoke with filmmaker and activist Didier Barry and artist Kosi Nenebe about their participation in the Congress of Black Writers and Artists this upcoming weekend.
The first international congress was held in 1956 at Sorbonne University in Paris, bringing together black intellectuals representing three different continents to examine, discuss, and debate black culture and identity in all its diversity. In 1968, following suit, McGill held its own congress as well. And now, 45 years later, the congress is being held again. So, Didier, you yourself are speaking at an art and activism panel this Sunday, along with Nathalie Ndongo and Jenny Salgado. Do you know what you'll be talking about yet?
If I know what I'm going to be talking about? Yes, of course, because the panelism is about art, artists and activism, right? And of course, being a filmmaker and been working, I could say, like in militant issues for like at least 10 years now. I think there's a lot to be said, and it's going to be very, very interesting. Nathalie is also part of the collective Nomadic Massive, and Jenny Salgado has been doing music for Mod Zion, and she's also a solo artist now. So I think it's going to be very interesting. People would like maybe to know what is it to be involved or to being artists and create, So and it's part also of the larger topic, which is create dangerously, which is also like the topic of this conference. So it's going to be very interesting. I hope you guys are going to be there. It's going to be Sunday, the 20th. And it's starting around 12 at the, I'm not familiar with the places here at McGill, but I think it's Salle Madeleine Parent and Lev Bookman Rooms. If people want to come early, it's going to be like a very good things to see, because they're going to talk about le militantisme des femmes noires depuis 1970, black women organizing in Montreal since 1970s. And one of my good friends who also was part of one of the documentaries I've met is going to be there, Monique Dauphin, along with Rosaline Hampton, which is also, I would say, the main organizer of this event, one of the organizers.
Kosi, do you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing for the Congress?
Yes, so I'll be participating in the Congress. First and foremost, I'll have a few pieces up as part of the exhibition, the art exhibition that'll be taking place throughout. And second of all, I'll be giving an artist talk on Sunday as well. I think my artist talk is between 2:40 and 5 p.m. And I'll be talking about the intersection of the black art movement and black power, so the inherent political nature of black art. I'm very much inspired by the black arts movement that took place in the 1960s and really promoted this kind of use of black art as something that is very community driven and actually very revolutionary. And I'll be talking about how that can be applied to our current situation and what is the legacy, how it can be used by any artist, in fact, any writer, any visual artist, any kind of art, and how it has influenced me in my own art making.
What do you both think, and maybe Kosi, you want to start us off, has changed since 1968 about how people view art and activism?
How it might have changed? I feel as if, especially when I look at the 1960s with the Black Power movement, there was this kind of, there was a lot of inspiration. There was a lot of activism in that everyone had something to say and they used whatever means necessary. And that's the kind of theme that always comes to mind when I think of that era, any means necessary. So if you were an artist, you would use your art to give a message. There was activism in any kind of domain. So I'm really interested in that aspect of the intersection between art and activism, and I feel as if that's something that's not as present now, or it's not as talked about. Obviously, the Black Power movement was something that was very important in that era, the 1960s, whereas now it's not as much of a it is a topic, but it's not as widely talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel as if it's important to start that conversation again and see how art can be used as a form of activism and see how we can promote a message, how we can really get a conversation started and really implicate other people and have everyone put their views together and use whatever means necessary, be it through music, through writing, through visual arts, to really talk about the issue of race.
Didier, what do you think?
Well, it's very interesting things that you just put up, because I've been asked also to create some kind of video art, you know, before referring about this area of like 1968, you know. Back then it was more about like this Martin Luther King, you know, movement and stuff. And it was in 2008, they were asking me to do like, to create a project around the election of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened like 40 years before, you know. And then for me, what we finally did is presenting a project with Malcolm X speeches, you know, talking about the situation in Montreal. I was going to say Montreal not, because for me, things have not really changed. You know, Malcolm X was saying that sometimes often the police would target specific areas and then promote in the media like it's a very dangerous place, so they could like justify the action of repression and profiling they're doing, and then, you know, like get the result they want. I call that élevage des criminels, you know, breedings of criminals. And they've been doing this ever since. Well, it was funny because I think the people who are going this event didn't know what I was gonna do myself too, you know. I went into like inspiration, but they were very shocked, you know, of seeing that, to a point like the organizer come up and say, well, you know, he didn't know what was gonna happen. Obviously it was like a kind of like funding, and there were policemen there and officers, so people were feeling very like bad and ashamed of the discourse of Malcolm X. And it's funny that now we look at those people, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, and we found, oh, what a great people. We even seen Obama's, like, you know, the result of all those work. But we confronted in the words they were saying and the reality they were projecting, and to think that it's happening now, people feeling really bad, and they think maybe those people, they're afraid of like being seen or look as radical, and while in fact they weren't that radical. You know, what the Black Panther was trying to do was very like logical in response to the violence they were feeling. So I think it's important to do this again, but also like to understand that, you know, we have like so much work to do now, and also that after what we know, you know, everything, this story, you know, how are we gonna assume this story and go forward with it?
Yeah. Kosia, you were talking about earlier, and both of you sort of mentioned this, that the Congress is really a place to start this conversation,
mm-hmm.
about issues of race and things like that. But do you think that it might risk the possibility that you're only starting a conversation with people who might already agree with you? What do you think?
I feel as though the Congress is mostly a time for people who feel kind of alienated,
mm-hmm.
To be in a situation where there are like-minded people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can totally understand what you're trying to say, but at the same time, like me coming as someone who was raised in a majority white community, I never got the chance to share my ideas, or I never got the chance to develop them, because there was no place to have that conversation. And that's why I feel this Congress is so important, because there are a lot of people who have had these ideas, but because there's no one to talk about it with, they just stay inside, and you don't know whether or not other people are feeling the same way as you. You don't. You deal with everything on a micro level, whereas here you have an opportunity to really observe how race impacts people on a more macro level, right? So I remember talking to two Black friends, and we were just having brunch, right? And then all of a sudden we started talking about our experiences as Black individuals, just our experiences in high school, our experiences growing up, dealing with issues like shadism and just general racism. And all of a sudden we realized that we had a lot in common, but because we never had someone to talk about it with, we thought that we were dealing with these issues by ourselves. You know what I mean? But in fact, we're all going through the same thing, and if we can come together and voice these opinions, voice these experiences, then we can create something, you know? So out of these individual experiences, we're trying to create a more, we're trying to create unity. We're trying to create a more community message, you know what I mean? So not necessarily preaching to people who already believe in the message, it's preaching to people who don't know that there's already a movement, you know what I mean? So that they can get implicated in it. They can feel not so much that they're struggling with something by themselves and trying to make a difference in their own life, but to understand that they're part of a greater movement.
Didier, what do you think?
A very interesting question, because often it happens that, you know, you go to a congress or meeting and you realize that people are already like believers. But I totally understand what you're saying, because of course people understand it to a point, but just being there and meeting all those people, and then you get the real sense of like the movement and sharing experiences. And there's a real danger for sure to stay only like in the sharing aspect of it, because as I said earlier, there's a lot of work to be done, and there's a lot of knowledge that we have now, right? And I believe that that unity would go through action, you know. So it's going to be very important to go forward that to create. And being like a filmmaker, there's a lot of stuff that people don't really don't really understand, you know, all the process of like getting the rent, writing subvention, all the politics that goes with it. And of course, when you're like a black artist, and then you have like topics that goes through, you're probably gonna be going to the same action than other people. And as for myself, I've been talking about it with like some of my friends, but not a lot of people know about that. And so it's going to be very interesting for people who want to create a video to come and to listen to what I'm going to say, because, you know, there's a lot of tricks, right? And also things you want to avoid. And it's also important to do it, let's say, with that sense of doing it together, you know, to send a strong message. Mm-hmm. Because by being individual, you know, as my friend was saying earlier, people think like, you know, it's only them who live this situation. But to understand it like in a more larger, then, you know, we could really go beyond. And they often use that, you know, they would use, you know, some entities or people are really high in the media just to picture, to give that idea of like integration, but in the real sense, you know, there's not really a space for like black art, you know, in Montreal. So it's really it's important to also share like this experiences to go further in the actions we're about to do.
How do you think the city of Montreal, and not saying that as in like the municipal government, but as a city, as a society, how can we create a space for black art? it's a far-fetched question, but I'm wondering if you have any idea.
Yeah, there's been a lot of initiative, but at first, the power is to the people, you know? Yeah. We're not going to ask for things. We're going to do what we have to do. If the government want to support that because it'd be like the more logical things to do, then of course, you know, we have to agree. But we've been seeing black people here in Montreal ever since the creation of this country, and even before, and not being recognized into like history, economics, and art. Art is just a part of it. So we're not going to be like foolish and think like, you know, they're going to give a creative space. I don't think Quebec have the possibility to give creative space to student and like just regular student. While in cinema, it doesn't. You know, like just the case of like this intelligent guy, Xavier Dolan. You know, people didn't really understand what was happening. You know, Xavier Dolan did a movie and people were like amazed, wow, what a talent, what a genius, you know. But in fact, he had to pay and do a lot of stuff outside the box, even though he's a white, you know, clean boy, you know, and parents got money. So he still had to do this. And then people realized like, wow, okay, this guy has talent. But instead of like looking at it as like, wow, youth have talent, and how we're gonna like invest, you know, like different monies, like 15,000 in multiply project. Well, they decide to take him as like an example and say, well, this is a genius guy, and they isolate, you know, like the situation instead of like sharing it. So there's a larger problem also, in the sense like, well, art doesn't really have a real space, you know, it's been filtered through like politics and bureaucracy. So while and I'm not expecting, you know, I would love to see that, but well, who knows, you know, if there's like politicians, maybe they could offer like some good plans, you know, we're going to election soon, you know.
The Congress is the start, right?
I don't have as much to say, honestly, because this is my third year in Montreal, and I've only started becoming more implicated in the art scene since last year. So there's only so much I can say about Black arts in Montreal.
So the Congress, what do you hope to get out of the Congress, in the sense that how are you going to continue what's going on, the good things and the connections and the Black movement beyond the Congress in these few days?
Well, you know, I don't know what to expect of it. I'm so glad it's happening. That's really what I want to say. I think it's just the fact that this Congress is happening now is the sign that, you know, something is happening. And you know, Dave Austin just published a book called Fear of a Black Nation, which also speak about this Black Congress that happened in Montreal. So people start to hear it more, you know, and the understanding that Black didn't came just like last year or after the earthquake, or like, you know, and there's been like a lot of people coming here. So I think this is gonna be like another moment where people are gonna feel more that Montreal could be their place, because it's important also as Black people to feel like, you know, this is our place too, you know, we could do what we want to do here, and we have to do it so the people understand what's happening. And I think as like Black artists or just people who have like militant ideas, it's important to like take that right, you know, to say things, you know, because often we don't, or we get discouraged. So so what I'm expecting is like to see a lot of hope, energy, and again action towards. And I'm gonna come here and propose like some action, because, you know, I've been victim of police brutality, and I'm working a lot in that sense. And right now we gathering funds so that people could like defend themselves in different courts. So I think this is also a lack in the community, and, you know, so we have to like to cover all those angles, and I'm sure I'm gonna learn a lot too, you know, because that's what I hope to do, you know, learn from like all those different people and see what they have to do, what's happening in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel as if what I'm going to get out of the Congress is more of a connection between not necessarily a more militant message, but more of a developed message in terms of how Black art can influence and impact Black empowerment on not only a personal level, but also in terms of sharing that message with other people. Because there is a very clear intersection between Black art and Black power, in that Black art is the possibility for Black people to reclaim their image. You know what I mean? So whereas you're in a society that is always putting out these stereotypes, and your identity becomes implicated with these stereotypes, when you just step away from that and you create Black art, you're creating an image of the Black individual that is based only on your own vision. You know what I mean? So it's your chance to be like, what is it to be a Black person in this society? Not based off of what is already being told, not based off of what people are trying to make me feel, but based only on how I feel. So really, that's something I discovered last year, and that was more on a personal level. And when I was making that discovery, when I was using art as a manner to question my own identity, I realized that instead of just keeping it personal, why not share my discoveries with others? You know what I mean? Why not bring this out into the community and ask others, why do you view yourself like this? Like, why can't you create your own vision of yourself, not looking at others? And I feel as if this Congress will give me a better opportunity to find out the way in which writing, in which art are connected with more militant ideas, are connected with not only that, just like the history of the intersection between Black art and Black writing and the promotion of Black identity, right? So with this, with these new messages, with these new thoughts that I'll be getting from the Congress, I'll have a better idea as to how to promote my message. You know what I mean? So it's going to give me new venues to explore and also connections. I'm really excited to meet various people. You know, I, like I said before, I recently just moved to Montreal. I only recently started getting involved in the Black community and getting involved in the art community in general. So there's still a lot that I have to learn. There are still a lot of people I need to meet. And this is the perfect opportunity not only to meet people, but to work on my own ideas.
Is there anything that you think is really important for people to know about the Congress? Sort of important.
Well, it's important for you to come. Yes, that's it. You know, we have to be there. I don't think it's close to other people or other nationalities. I really don't think so. I realize my friend's gonna be there, Ajamu Nangwaya, and he's gonna be speaking also on Saturday, 19. So he's from Toronto. So it's going to be interesting also, like, you know, as yourself with different experiences, you know, like to share that transatlantic, you know, like experience, because, you know, what we live here. Also, I think, you know, there's a lot of parallel to see of what's happening elsewhere and to learn from that. So if you guys want to also come on Saturday, that'd be very, very, very good. You know, that's why I could say, you know, just come and share the love and action.
Exactly.
Kosi, you have anything that you think? I mean, you said a lot about the Congress already, but maybe like a few points for people to take away about why they should come and why this Congress is important today.
Again, it's going back to the idea of understanding that there's a wider community and there's a wider movement. So I feel, especially at McGill, just in general, the Black population is not that big. We do have very active Black organizations like the Black Students Network and MASS, but I feel as if it'll be interesting for these students and for the general student population to come and meet and talk to and hear from Black intellectuals and Black leaders in their community and really get an aspect of this wider movement and understand how they themselves are implicated already in the movement through their own experiences, and also get a better sense of how they can participate in it and become a part of this movement in a more active sense through whatever means necessary, if they already have talents in writing, if they already have talents in art, in theater, or anything else, how they can use their talents to really promote Black identity and Black culture and help in the development of a larger movement, right?